Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Even though we know smoking causes cancer, a new study is showing us more specifically why.
It found that cigarette smoke does the greatest damage to cells it comes in contact with. It also increases the occurrence of genetic mutations in those organs, as well as organs not directly exposed to smoke.
By examining the DNA sequences of over 5,000 smoking cancers, researchers found that smoking one pack a day for 1 year resulted in 150 mutations in the cells of the lung, 97 in the larynx, 39 in the pharynx, and 23 in the mouth.
But organs indirectly affected by smoking also had greater risk for cancer. They found 18 mutations in bladder cells and 6 in liver cells.
This study also identified one specific DNA mutation present in all smoking-related cancers, which appeared to increase the rate of mutations. Since mutations pass to daughter cells, the accumulation of mutations over the years is what raises a smoker's chances of getting cancer.
Other behaviors, such as drinking alcohol and environmental pollutants, can also contribute to the accumulation of cancer-causing mutations. So if these cells are also exposed to cigarette smoke, they will accumulate additional mutations.
This highlights the importance of quitting smoking as soon as possible, or better yet, don't start. Smoking increases a person's chance for getting at least 17 types of human cancer and contributes to the deaths of 6 million people every year.
If you don't quit smoking for yourself, do it for your family, friends, and coworkers who inhale an even more toxic secondhand smoke.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.